BBC Radio Berkshire.
The Lunchtime News
with Bill Buckley.
Reading Borough Council has secured £20 million in government funding for future green transport schemes. Windsor and Maidenhead was also awarded £2 million, but West Berkshire is the only one of our councils to be turned down. It had bid for £3 million. Well, Councillor Tony Page is in charge of transport in Reading and joins me now. Congratulations, Tony.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And this is a tribute to the hard work that's been put in by council members and officers over the last couple of years, and is recognition of the good work that Reading has already done in working with other partners in promoting transport schemes such as the work in and around Reading Station.
So you've got a good track record, maybe that impressed them. What are you going to do with this new tranche of money, though?
Well, we've got about 20 million of 24 million that we bid for, so we're still looking at the fine detail, but I can confidently say this will allow us to push forward with long-standing plans to provide residents, local businesses and their employees with an even wider range of sustainable transport options.
Can you give us some specifics?
I'm just about to.
Good.
If you interrupted me, I was going to say, for example, a new pedestrian and cycle bridge across the Thames between the two existing bridges, between Reading and Caversham bridges. We're looking at expanding park and ride facilities outside the borough boundary, places such as Mirope, just south of Junction 11, and also to the west and east of the town. We're looking for the introduction of the equivalent to a London Oyster card for Reading, and also reducing fares at the same time. And lastly, a bike hire scheme for Reading, which would enable people to hire bikes similar to the London scheme and to cycle to places in and around Reading. And those are just some of the examples of the ways this money will be used.
Well, you say that's just some of the ways. To me, that sounds like a heck of a lot already. Are you sure 24 million will be enough, or even 20 million will be enough to do all that and more?
It will enable us, remember, this is not just money that we've got from central government. Important, though, that is, we have local budgets under the control of the Borough Council, so we were looking to supplement the money. And also, we'll be looking for private sponsorship. You'll be aware that the bike hire scheme in London, for example, is sponsored by a bank, and we would be looking for similar sponsorship for schemes in Reading. So there are different sources of income, so it's not just reliant solely on the central government money, important though that is.
The one thing that made my ears prick up when you were going through your list there was the Oyster card for Reading, as I'm a regular bus user both in London and in Reading. And there's no question it makes a huge difference to the speed that people get on and off buses. I'm just trying to think, will you be the first place outside London to have a true Oyster card?
No, I don't think so. I think some of the big cities where there are integrated transport authorities have already got them. But certainly, I'm not aware of any comparable sized town to Reading that has a similar scheme. Remember, we already have smart cards in operation in Reading for our senior citizens. And what we're looking to do is to make travel much easier for people, particularly people who might only use buses more irregularly and
which
not
is
regular
me. Yeah,
commuters.
Absolutely,
yes,
we're the people who need
and that
them.
Needs to,
yeah.
And that needs to be made much simpler to encourage the occasional users, as well as obviously making life easier for regular commuters, and that's a high priority. And in addition, we are looking to further work with Reading Buses to trial cheaper fares, because undoubtedly bus fares are high, and we would like to see them made cheaper to encourage more people to use our excellent local bus service.
All right, we'll see how all this plays out in the next few years. Congratulations again for the announcement today. That's Councillor Tony Page there in charge of transport in Reading.
FM, DAB and online at bbc.co.uk/Berkshire.
This is BBC Radio Berkshire.